Good day, sisters and brothers. The scripture is for November 1st. The Solemnity of All Saints points to a concrete Catholic belief. In the book of Revelation, we find these are the ones who have survived a time of great distress. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That is Revelation 7:14. In the first letter of St. John, we find, we do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. That is 1 John 3:2. In St. Matthew's Gospel, we find, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. That is Matthew 5:12. The Creed, the summary of all we believe, which we say on Sundays and other solemn feast days throughout the year, contains our belief in the communion of saints. This communion of persons is not only for a few of us, as we can learn from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. All the faithful of Christ, including us who are living life on earth, those who have died who are being purified in purgatory, and those who are blessed to be in heaven are the communion of saints. Practically speaking, each person can be a saint. Each of us has citizenship in heaven, and the saints, the blessed in heaven, always pray for us that we may journey there. The privileges of earthly and heavenly citizenship have responsibilities, and I share some thoughts as we are on the threshold of November 3rd. Voting is a right and responsibility. While I am not endorsing or opposing a particular candidate or political party, I take my responsibilities as your pastor seriously and offer truths to guide you as you prepare to vote this time if you haven't already done so. The Declaration of Independence contains the certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. While I am your pastor, I do look to the popes and their authority to teach what is true. Pope St. John Paul II had taught the truth that the right to life is the most basic and fundamental right and a condition for all other personal rights. In the December 30th, 1988, Apostolic Exhortation, Christi Fidelis Laici, Pope Benedict XVI spoke of three non-negotiables during a March 30th, 2006 address to a European parliamentary group: the protection of life from conception of natural death, the recognition and promotion of the natural structure of the family as a union of a man and woman based on marriage, and the protection of parents' right to educate their children. While we continue to live in the midst of uncertainty, social unrest, and a large variety of losses, we do know that nothing is impossible. I thank you for being the ABM family of faith as we all look forward to our heavenly citizenship. Peace and love.